a revolutionary form of 3D printer inspired by the Hollywood blockbuster Terminator 2 has been developed by researchers at the University of North Carolina and the company Carbon 3D. Rather than painstakingly adding details a layer at a time, which is the conventional 3D printing approach, the new system called Clip uses UV light to project a movie into a bath of liquid material. The UV causes the material to solidify rapidly into your desired shape. Georgia Mills spoke with co-inventor Joseph DeSimone.
We were inspired by the scene out of the Terminator 2 movie with T-1000 arising out of a liquid puddle. And so we thought, why couldn't we get a 3D printer to operate in a manner suggestive of what Hollywood inspired us to think about? And so the idea of, could we have a complex three-dimensional object arise out of a puddle continuously and do it rapidly with essentially no waste to make a great object?
You mentioned Terminator 2. I watched the video of this printer. It's fantastic. But the film it made me think of was Mary Poppins, when she brings these giant things out of a tiny bag. The layer just rises up slowly and this giant object, way bigger, comes out of it. It's amazing. So how does this work?
What we're basically doing is we're harnessing both light and oxygen to grow the parts. We have a reservoir that maintains a puddle of liquid resin, and underneath that is this special window that's permeable to oxygen and transparent to light. And then we lower a stage into the puddle, and it gets very close to the window, and then we start playing basically a movie underneath the window, and we project it, and it's done in the ultraviolet region of the spectrum. That's, you know, we'll go through very quickly a range of images, and the speed of which is coordinated with the elevator that lifts the object out of the puddle. And we basically grow these objects very, very quickly with no layers. And that way we can have some parts that have amazing mechanical properties. They look like injection molded parts. And so having a part come out of a 3D printer that has the properties to be a final part and do it at game-changing speeds really opens up 3D manufacturing. Our printing speeds go 25 to 100 times faster than traditional 3D printing. So, you know, literally minutes instead of hours and tens of hours is what's possible with this breakthrough.
Is this going to scale up? Can you make very large objects? And what about the resolution? Can you make really tiny ones as well with the same method?
Yeah, so we think we can. Our first machine is going to be in a sort of intermediate size range and, you know, 4 inches by 7 inches, and ultimately we can make that four times bigger. But there's a lot of opportunity when one actually goes smaller, and the feature sizes that are relevant smaller are pretty cool. And because we don't have to do layers, and because of the gentleness of our process, it's a really powerful tool for fabricating things from tens of microns to thousands of microns with complex geometries. And so we think this opens up new sorts of sensor technologies. You know, think about accelerometers in our health bands and our automobiles, all sorts of lab on a chip applications, and even new drug delivery technologies that we're very excited about.
So you're turning a liquid into a solid, essentially. Is there any way it could be turned back?
You've been watching too many Hollywood movies. yeah, that would be very cool. Right now, our process is only the production of T-1000. We don't have the ability to have them go away yet. Let's work on that.
Joseph DeSimone from the University of North Carolina talking about his 3D printer that was inspired by Terminator 2. And I'm sure he'll be back.
Very good. I met a student once, actually, who made for a project a 3D printer, and it had some really intricate parts in it. And this was an interview. So we said to him for this university place, how did you make those really intricate parts for this 3D printer you've made yourself? And he said, I 3D printed them. So there you go. A bit of a recursive
egg
question. Exactly. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and also with Kat Arney. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNakedScientist, or why not follow us on Twitter? It's @NakedScientist.